Blog Talk Radio.
Get ready.
Sowingmasonicsite.com and go to my paper, and then you can plant that seed. That if you got a need, you plant a seed. And I'm praying for about 25 people tonight that God already showed me that they need the seed because they have problems. And as they see the problem, it's going to go away. And I think that's the important thing. Jesus is the reason for the season. No tree not going to the moth. But God told the world, he gave us the only begotten Son. That who will believe him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And you got to believe in something to be healed and delivered. Okay? That's what I want to say to you tonight. Mary, read Psalm 27. Not yet. I see your hand up, but I ain't put you on yet. Okay. Now, is you on now?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe you, before you read me, I got a message. Did you call Pearl?
No.
You need to call them. Don't get on.
Now,
I said, after you read call, she might be on. I see if she's on or not. But I had a message to you from I want to ask you who has a problem with their arm and their back.
I don't know if
somebody has a problem with their arm and their back. Your mother's spirit. Okay, it's very pleased with how you conduct in family. And we don't want you to get upset because things are number one, that's a wedding coming in your family. And she told me that there will be a new baby coming. Okay, in the family. That's one more step that she said that she did. When I was crossing over with her, she pulled it, she wrapped it, laid it on the bed, and she let me see who it was. So, you had in front of her.
Your phone is breaking up.
Okay, how is it now?
Okay, it's good now. Now, what you were saying?
I said that the last death you had in your family was your niece.
Yes.
She was showing me another death, but she left it alone. You're more rare than you with that, or your sister. But this is what she told me to tell you to read. She question. She said that, it's important for the family to come forward together and talk to you. You understand that?
Yes.
She asked me, Bishop, you have to push her with that new business. And she stayed a long time in the spirit realm. And she talked about all things going on. That he's trusting you and Pearl to stay together to bring the rest of the family together because the next death is male in the family. And it could be the male in the family, could be somebody's husband or somebody, something like that, okay? So it's,
okay.
That's what she wants to do. Okay? Okay. Now tonight, thank you, Mary. Anything you want to ask your mother?
No. I just want to know. You said she didn't tell you who. You said she didn't tell you who the death was, so that's what I want to know.
She said death is a male. And
a male?
He's of age. Yeah, he's of age. Okay.
You say what now? Your phone breaking up again.
Okay. So what about now? I'm away from it. Is it better?
I can hear you. Okay, I hear you now.
Okay, now, she said it's a male. I feel good energy for you, and I feel that doors will close, will open up. Her spirit is around you more than anybody else. You understand that?
Yes.
Now, read Psalm 27. I want to ask the people to get your book and pencil and put it down, because that's going to be a blessing in Psalm 27. The night is Passover night. What does that mean? That I go to the spirit realm, I invoke the spirit of Archangel Michael to guide me, and also the angel Gabriel, who's called is over cemetery, Gabriel. And Gabriel will bring back those people that need to come back.
Yes.
Jesus. If it's Jesus, if you hadn't been here, our brother wouldn't have to die. Jesus has told me where he is. Maybe when Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. When Jesus called Lazarus, Gabriel had to go to the cemetery to get him. Michael could make sure when nobody else comes. Because Jesus was the power of the Son, the power of the Holy Ghost. So what I'm saying tonight, as I come over with your ancestors, mama, sister, brother, there's no sorrow on earth that heaven could not heal tonight. And I'm going to take it one by one. If you don't want to know what's going on in spirit, I'm not going to push it.
Yes.
If you're not ready, listen to the ancestors, that means that you got problems. With all the people that's going on, there's a lot of people. See, I'm spiritual, and you're a Christian, and you're all in the church. You got the God of the world that connects you. Look what's happening all over the United States. Flood, why you think it happened? The ancestors already told me why it happened. And I'm going to tell you tonight, this obedience to God. When a government thinks they can overpower God and you go along with it, the Bible says it's a divine law, and that divine law is God, man and woman. Let me say it again. God made man for woman, woman for man. He said, be fruitful and multiply. And when you don't do that, you violate God. So it's a divine law tonight that's taking a place all over the world. See, Solomon Gomorrah was destroyed with ball of fire. Why? Because they disobeyed God. They went into a different thing. They were lovers of themselves. They were lovers of men. The women were lovers of women. And that's not of God. And I just tell you what the Spirit says. The Spirit not going to let that exist. I don't care what law man made, but it's God's law. And God's law made Adam and Eve. God's law made man and woman. And he should be fruitful and multiply. Everything on the earth was named by God through Adam. Okay? So what I'm saying to you tonight, I say, sometimes I do remote viewing. When I see remote viewing, you know, I see some of the stuff that happened remote viewing with the boat that turned over, with the planes that fall. Go into that and see what the last people said when you do remote viewing. Probably you're clairvoyant and you don't know. You haven't been taught that because it's taboo in the church. That's taboo in the mob. In the Jews, that's taboo. They don't want you to know God so much. God or want a God. Everything the devil stole, God going to restore. You know what I'm saying tonight? So if you got a need tonight, you're going to see. You plant that seed, you know, when it's harvest time, you're going to get back what God told you he's going to give you. So tonight, I'm going to pray for them that want to be prayed for, them that want to hear from their ancestors, All you got to do, press one, your hand will go. I know you got a question to ask about somebody in the spirit world. Girlfriend, girlfriends, I'm talking about people in the spirit world that are able to let you know what's going on with your life and what step you have to take. Brother Dwight, I see your hand up, and you want to know what your father's saying. Brother Dwight, I'm looking at your father, and he said for you to sit down, stop drinking, and go get yourself checked out, your problem you got, and you need to take care of it. What is you got there? Now, your father, I'm talking to Mr. Frank. That's your father, okay. He's saying that he wants you, he wants you to go and get your physical checkup because your body is slowly deteriorating because of what you've been doing. Now, that's what he's saying about you. Thank you, Pastor. Put somebody else pop up. Read the 27 Mama song for me.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh. They stumble and fail. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart should not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired, the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in a time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea. I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou sayest, seek ye my face, my heart saith unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God, of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not over to the will of my enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, as such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted, unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I said, on the Lord. Amen. I just read the song number 27, number 7. Amen.
Thank you. Now, what you read, that was David. David was calling on God to guide him. My light and my salvation tonight, as I guide you tonight to go into 2023, God got a mission for you. The question I want to ask tonight, what assignment God give you? Sometimes you don't want to take the assignment God give you. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God eternal life. What that really mean? That means that because of people do evil, they embrace evil things, they're going to die. Because the Bible says the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. What do you mean? The gift, the anointed. Being spiritual of God, you can overcome the enemy. That's what David was talking about. He was talking about the enemy. And God is going to set you up over your enemies. Amen? So now, when I began to minister to you, 27 number Psalm, God gonna carry you to that next level. Okay. Sister Sherry called me from Minnesota. I'm glad to have you on, Sherry. I'm gonna have Sister say something. But those that the night is crossover tonight. Now if y'all are afraid of that, that means that you ain't been taught. I mean that somewhere, if you're Catholic, Baptist, Jewish, whatever you is, you don't really know God. I don't know what the preacher been teaching, I know what the rabbi been teaching, I know what the pope been teaching, or the priest, or the rabbi. If you don't know the power of God in you, man, in you, woman, you lost. And you can go to church out all you want to. Ain't nothing happening. And you understand the power that God left in your hands. He did it for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He did it for Moses. Did it for the Hebrew boy Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He gave him his power, but they didn't buy. Daniel in the lion's den, Mary, he didn't bow. He made them lions kitty cats. Amen. He just they said put him in them, let the lions eat him. Fire, let them burn up. And the king got so mad they put some people they burn up. But you know, when I talk about the Hebrew boys, they burn up. But what I'm telling you tonight, God, going into 2023, is assignment. Now, I've seen them all together at the White House to do things. Did nobody mention God in the whole thing? If you know something about God. We doing this, we doing that. You can't do nothing without the Almighty. Now, I listen good. I almost going to see what they say about God. When people doing evil, they don't want to talk about God. That when people doing that, which is, let me tell you something. The wages of sin is death to get to God eternal. I don't care what man law says. It's a divine law, and that law comes from God. And that law, whatever man law, ain't worried about that, but God law. It's a divine law to the man and woman. It's a divine law that you got to obey God. If you don't obey God, it says in the book, wages of sin is death. If you all been sinning, you're supposed to die. What the Bible says. If you're doing that which is unseemly, you're going to die. You got to repent. Not going to New York and repent. You got to repent to God. You got to be able to say, of Abraham, the God taker, God of the universe. Now, I want somebody to go out there and stop the snowstorm in California. Go down in Louisiana and stop the tunnel. You can't, because it's preordained by God. God is the God, what grandma used to tell me, God is cleaning up the earth, moving all the diseases, and this evil, the chemtrails falling, people killing themselves, murdering, all that because of wickedness. People is wicked in high places. When the Bible says wicked in high places, I know you've seen it. The Bible don't lie, it's wicked in high places. You know it's already in low places, but it's in high places. In New York, they were talking about all the women that went to jail being raped by the God. And the lady was talking about raped by the God. See, wages in is death to give God their life. Now, they got out of Kelly jail, and they got in right here. All that stuff is lies. It's for lies, okay? When the truth come out, it's coming. 2022 and 2023, the truth gonna come out and everything gonna be revealed. That's what's gonna happen. Tell it like it is. I wanna tell it like it is. I wanna invoke the ancestor to tell it like it is. When you take it like it, you ain't got to hide from it. When you take it like it is, it's going to enclose you and truth to me and you. That's what's going to happen. When you ask for closure, it's going to bring truth. It's going to bring breakthrough. Some of you don't want the truth. You want to live the life. And you want to say, well, it don't matter to me. But tonight, cross no damn. I'm not volunteering anybody. If you don't want to know nothing, you ain't gonna tell you nothing. Stay down. Because when you go at a certain level, God tell you some things, God show you some things, and God teach some things. Okay? So you wanna know what God's saying through his angels. Now, well, I just look at the angels, the God angels. Those that prophecy for 2023. And I'll give you one of the prophets I already got. In 2023, Brother White, you need to get you a generator by your house, because life might be off for a month or two. See, so much going on. Skype again in 2023, we're going to have cyber warfare. That means the computer's going to cut things off, mess up your checking account, mess up your phone. This is going to happen in 2023. We're going to find out people right in this country is sending stuff to Russia, sending stuff to China. What's going on with us? That's going to be happening. But you got to get the book to see the rest of it. I'm going to tell you the rest of it. What to do. I want you to get ready tonight for a blessing. I'm going to have Mary to read 27 of my Psalms again. I'm going to go over it a little bit. Jerry, I want to get your pencil and paper. Mary, get the 27 number Psalms. Don't go too fast. I just want to talk to her. Now, this is crossing over. Jerry, I got a message for you. Your father and mother together, and they well dressed and they smile. They said, something is going on medical with your brother, and not told you the truth. Truth going to come out. So it's going to come out this year, and next year you'll know, okay, about it. See? And some stuff that's going on that don't get upset about it. Just know when it comes and told. Okay? Let me try to say that. Brother, your father got his arm looking. And your mother standing beside him. Seems like he got a pretty gray suit. And she dressed up like they're going to go to church or somewhere. But as they look at you, and something about some land down south. So when you call, see about what's going on with the land, when you call down to Monroe, when you call down to Ruston, something going on. I'm praying for those that's in Sweetport, those in Monroe, Minden, Homer, all down through there in Arkansas, where the storm's coming. You know, God will see you through the storm. You know, and I just want them to know that. One lady said she's scared to basement, so you have to get in the cone and put an actress over you to blow over. But we're praying that God will keep them that love him. That walk with him. I say our ancestors. Now, tonight, tell it like it is. When you tell it like it is, they ain't gonna like it. When you tell the truth, they ain't gonna like it. People love lies. And when you tell the truth, they want to jealous and envy. They got a grammar school where the kids writing the watch on the van. Don't know what to do. You get all them kids and have a meeting with them, tell them, I don't put this in the schools no more. Now, here's a grammar school, the principal calling their mama, trying to say, I don't know what to do. This is what I'm saying. Have a meeting in the gym with all these. Now, whoever doing this, you're going to be out of here, and I'm gonna find out who's doing it. Kids, what they see on the internet and TV, they try to do it. Mary, started reading the 27th number Psalm. I say.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
The Lord is light and his salvation. That means that's all you need is God. You don't need what they're saying. You need God in your personal life. Read on.
The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked...
David is saying, the Lord is the strength of my life. I can't be afraid of cancer, TB, tuberculosis, because God is a builder. And when God give you a mission, you got to leave your husband, wife, children, if they don't want to do it. I was telling Brother White about Jack and Harry that the kids come to my house and they sign up for a dementia. Take the house and sell it. And she asked Dr. Kitchen, son of $100 to come from Nashville to Chicago. And she got to the bus stop, police got her, and told her, well, you got dementia. She didn't have no dementia, but that's how Reed is. One man put his mama on the brain and blow the brain up just to get her money. So the devil is busy. The wages of sin is death. To give God eternal life. So you got to know the truth for the truth to bring you up. I've seen all that crowd at the White House. Ain't nobody, if you notice, if I'm wrong, somebody let me know. I didn't nobody mention God. It's all right for 2 men to get married. It's all right for 2 women to get married. That's a lie from hell. And I ain't talking about the church. I'm talking about a divine spiritual law. God made every animal. What happened to Solomon and Gomorrah? In Solomon and Gomorrah, everything was strong because the men wanted to go with the angels. They didn't want no women. They want angels. They all fell down. And God destroyed the city. Can't you see that America is being destroyed on the inside? Ain't nobody got the department on the outside. The stuff we're doing, turn away from God. Oh, Riley, we don't.
When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war shall rise
up. Hold up. If the people don't want to see you with a home, don't want to see you with food, and you talking about the sickness going on, you said physically that's what's going on. They got the flu. They got the COVID coming back up. Now, what all of them? Man is not playing. Hey, I'm going to tell you this. Home, school your kids, put your mask on. That's a group of people down there. Say, so I'm telling you now, wear your mask. Wear your mask and just go in and out. But you don't know where you're at. If the Abaddon is the step angel there, and Abaddon been over America for a minute, because if you can pass, it's all right for people to marry that ain't the same sex. How come you can't marry? How come you can't make a ban on the stock prices of killing these children in America? The same country said it's all right for 2 men to marry. It's all right for 2 women to marry. That same Congress won't pass a law to stop the stock prices that's killing them. What happened in Sandy Hook? Look what happened. All them kids that got shot down in Texas, they had to bring the dentist because the gun was tearing their arm by their limb. It was just a pile of blood. Okay? So what I'm saying, that same group up in Washington, Democrats and Republicans, come up together. Why can't they pass a law to ban the assault rifles that they take everything they will be done? I want to say this tonight. If somebody's been killed by a gun, find out what the name of the gun and the lawyer and who started shooting these. Because this is money. Trillions of dollars being made off of the death, off of the murder of America. More guns in America there than anywhere. These other countries don't make guns. We have more killings on the weekend in Chicago than they have over in Ukraine, but they fight that. That's white folks fighting white folks. And then they come back and say, black on black, on that side. Look how many people get killed over in Ukraine, bombing, going on. Ain't nobody stopping. See what I'm saying? So this is talking over the answer. I got to talk about the death, the murder, the misguided people. They realize they're telling you a lie, and the paper comes it up. The fake news tell you it's just the fake news. Y'all don't want to hear what I'm saying tonight. I'm spiritual, but I'm saying what's going on over the world. And do you notice the things happening in the, it's a global warming. It's snowing all over the world. It's a storm, it's history, all over, everywhere. Because man has turned his back against God. I know you don't want to hear that. Your preacher Sunday morning ain't going to tell you that. Your rabbi ain't going to tell you that. Your preacher ain't going to tell you that. Because they want to keep you coming to church. They ain't going to tell you what's really going on. They're going to ask you for some money for a Cadillac, for an airplane, for a house in the Cayman Islands. That's what they want to ask you for. You're going to give it to them. But God wants you to know that racism, white supremacy is going on in America. Ain't nobody dealing with the killing and the murder. Black kids, black girls, been lost, ain't found. And working for the post office. The boys are teenagers. Broken wrong. They can catch them. But that's the evil that's going on. Yes, black on black in America. But over in Ukraine, it's white on white. Putin is worse than Hitler. Let me say it again. He killed more people than Hitler. If you look at the picture, but ain't nobody saying that. I'm gonna send some guns over there. How come they don't get together to let's stop the war? How come all these people don't get together and nothing's left? We're gonna have 6 million people killed. So y'all saying that's right. What I'm saying to you, the ancestors say today is showing you something. Going to read on me. I'm going to stop now. Read another book.
No war shall rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desire of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord.
They were saying, I'm asking God to keep me in his law. It's a divine law, people. I don't care what you see on TV, what you see in the face, it's a divine law. If you sit with the divine law of God, the answer is going to visit you, and God is going to give you what you want. And David said, I'm just going to stay in the vibration, in the zone, what the anointing is. When you're in the zone, what the anointing is, things will happen for you quick, fast, and in a hurry. I thank you for that reading, Mary. God bless you tonight. I thank you for that reading. And we're getting ready for Christmas. Everybody's getting ready for over, I think, $13 trillion already been spent, more than that been spent on that. And you have to stand now. I'm going to ask a question. If your hand up, I'll see your hand up, Mr. White. I'm going to bring you on in a minute. But if your hand up and you want to ask a question,
about what's going on with your health, with your family, and I will answer that. Because I got St. Michael. I see your hand up. Pearl, what you want to ask?
I just want to know what did my mother...
You don't know nothing?
I just want to know what my mother saying.
Now, you have help in your family. You want to give us a little testimony?
I can't hear you.
I just want to give us a testimony?
I said I want to know what my mother is saying.
Brother is saying that she thanks you for doing what you're supposed to do. And she said that when you got to that cab, she said that you're about to get that.
I don't understand you. I can't understand you.
Do you understand me now?
I can hear you a little bit better.
Okay, you got your phone, all right?
Uh-huh.
I was standing beside you when you told that was your niece, right?
Huh? Yeah.
That was your niece passed.
So what my niece
that was
saying.
Your mother, your mother, grandchild.
Yes. Yes, it was.
Well, brother saying that she ain't saying nothing bad about you. She just saying, don't you worry, because you already know that was going to happen a long time ago. You got that guilt. That you see things and like you see it happen. But don't let nothing upset you. But I want you to read, let me go to Psalms you want. Psalms 10 and Psalms 41. I want you to read.
Mm-hmm.
You asking God to do something. You already know, man. But I want to tell you what you want, Psalms. That's what happened. Thank you, God.
She said what now?
She said that Psalm 41 and Psalm 10 read. For how you took care of the family. You really preached out of the family because you took care of all the kids. So she has never not thanking you for what you did to get the whole family. Okay? Well, that's a good thing. Thank you, Karen. Now, do I have anybody else tell you this in? Those that are listening tonight. That's a breakthrough coming. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. When that breakthrough comes, it will be a breakthrough for many of you that need a breakthrough. So God is going to open up a door for you. You have to get ready and claim. Now, if you don't want to know, maybe you don't need to know because you might not want to change, okay? But those that want to change, I want to know what God is saying to me. And I want to know how that the devil soul take that.
Come on, put your hands together. Come on, put them together like this. Yes. Come on, y'all. We gon' take everything that just the devil soul.
said all things would work together for good. It never promised that all things would be good. But we do have a promise. A promise that simply says,
no weapon formed against me shall prosper. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will lift up a standard against him, and he won't prosper. No, 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 no. It won't work. Say no, that's why.
If I could get somebody to stand with me tonight and declare that no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. No weapon formed against your home. No weapon formed against your children. Say,
it won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. I know God will do what he said.
Barney and Ben, all of them talk and go for a walk as the The flesh that cancer is killing out of the flesh, and to put Jesus in the flood, because Jesus is life. Now, that's the best I can do. All you need to do is come on the air with the problem, and Jesus is the answer. What God wants us to do. He says, hear ye children the instructions of the Father and attend to no understanding. Understanding is defined in Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10b. Understanding is the knowledge of the holy. The knowledge of the holy are the scriptures in the Bible. He wants you to find the scripture. If you can't find it, I'll help you find it. And he wants you to speak. He wants you to speak that scripture to your mortal flesh. Then he wants you to understand that if you speak in unknown tongues, pure Jesus to your problem. An unknown tongue is described in Mark in chapter 15, verse 34. If you can read Mark chapter 15, verse 34, you can speak in an unknown tongue because Jesus did it. And you can't find unknown tongue no better way than explain than what Jesus did. He is. Jesus is the word. Jesus is the faith. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. When you speak what Jesus spoke, you can't deny that you ain't no way you can say you can't speak in unknown tongue. If you can say Eloi, Eloi, lata basani, you can speak in unknown tongue. Don't let nobody tell you you can't do that. And don't let nobody tell you, don't let these preachers tell you you can't be taught. Because Jesus can teach you. Didn't nobody teach you how to speak in a known tongue? You learn by hearing. Unknown tongue is learned by hearing Jesus. You cannot refute what I'm saying to you. If you are afraid to refute what I'm telling you. How do I know this? Because Jesus is telling me. Now you can do whatever you want.